Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was always Zach Gelb and Jersey Jerry, but Zach just didn't know it.
Jerry in New Jersey. Jerry, what part of Jersey are you calling from?
I'm from North Jersey. I'm a blue-collar union guy.
And now they're friends.
I'm the buddies for life, right?
It was always Jersey Jerry. It was always Zach Gelb.
This has never happened before. And I'm man enough to share it. I'm man enough.
And now it's time to respect their NFL picks. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
And you can think of Rally Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. My main man, Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports, here for another week of NFL picks. Jersey Jerry could still claw his way back. Only got a 4-game lead, but we only got 4 weeks to play. Jersey Jerry, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. A little disappointed in what the Steelers performed like last week. They should be ashamed of themselves. Tomlin has to take a really, really long look in the mirror and say, do I want this job anymore? Because he's not being held up to the standard.
Are you ready to get rid of him? Because it sounds like you wouldn't be mad if they did so.
I wouldn't be upset. I wouldn't be mad if he stepped down at the end of the year. Do I think he will do that? No. I think it's time for a big change in Pittsburgh. That's just the feeling I'm getting. They've been an average team at best for the last decade plus.
Who do you think starting at quarterback, by the way, for them this weekend, as we're all awaiting that decision in great anticipation? Is it going to be Trubisky or is it going to be Mason Rudolph?
I would love to see Mason play. I really would. But for what? You know what I mean? What are the Steelers going to do? What's going to happen by playing him? He's gone next year regardless. You know what I mean? So what's the point, you know?
All right, Jersey Jerry, we'll get to the picks. I'm going to try to lift up your spirits a little bit. I think the Steelers are going to win this week. I think this could be a close game. I think these are two good defenses. They're going to knock the crap out of the other team's quarterback, both of these teams. I think this is a 17-16 game. It could go either way. But you know what? I want to see a happy Jersey, Jerry. So I'm going to take the Steelers to win. I'll take the Steelers plus the 3 points.
I got a little bit of work to do. I got to catch up to you. I'm 4 games back. I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Panthers. I just think, my gut is telling me it's not going to go well in Pittsburgh from here on out. The defense is injured right now. We don't even know who's going to play quarterback. Mitch looked horrible last week. This team pretty much is dead. They're not going to win out, so they're going to miss the playoffs, and this is going to be the dagger. This right here is the dagger game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Carolina's going to run the ball down their throat like Baltimore did last week. Rest in peace to the Pittsburgh Steelers season.
Wow. I've never heard you this down on your football team. Now, you're being realistic. I think you're being fair. I don't think Tomlin's going anywhere, Jersey Jerry, but usually I look to you for a little optimism with the Steelers, but they haven't given you any reason to be optimistic, I guess.
No, you know what? This year, and people could say what they want. Oh, they just don't have good players. They have good players, man. They have good players. I don't know what kind of offense they run. It's a high school offense.
Yeah, Canada sucks.
The defensive coordinator, Terrell Austin, had no business getting that job. He's in over his head. He blames the players every week, but they're put in horrible situations. I blame it on coaching, man. I blame it on the head coach. I blame it on the offensive coordinator. I blame it on the defensive coordinator. The Steelers are one of the worst teams when it comes to the red zone. They're one of the worst defenses. I got nothing to look forward to, man. I'm just really down. I'm upset. I thought this was a year that the Steelers, they had a pretty easy schedule after that six-game gauntlet. I felt like they could sneak their way into the playoffs with a sixth seed, a seventh seed. They got no shot.
Jersey Jerry here with us. When I get to my next game, Ravens and Browns, this is going to be a game where I think Deshaun Watson, who has been awful through the first two games, finally plays well. I kind of like the Browns not only to win this week, Jersey Jerry, but I'm going to take the Browns to cover the 3 points against the Ravens.
All right. I'll tell you what, I kind of like that pick as well. My next pick is going to be the Buffalo Bills. They're home. Bad weather game, snow. Miami, you seen the news last week. They were using heaters in 55-degree weather. They're just not built for the cold. Tua could say all he wanted. Oh, just so you know, it snows in Alabama. It don't snow in Alabama like it does in Buffalo. This is a route here. This is a 28-3 type of game.
Okay, so you're taking the Buffalo Bills minus the 7 points. My last pick, I'm going back to the well on the Saturday games. This team, for some reason, they're going to probably make me sweat this one out, but I'm going to go with the Vikings against the Indianapolis Colts, and it's probably a sucker bet, but I'm going to take the Vikings minus 3.5.
All right. My last pick here is going to be the Commanders, minus 4.5 against the Giants. Giants are just fraudulent. They're just frauds. They fooled a lot of people in the beginning of the season. They're not that team anymore. Yes, they've been dealing with injuries. They have no playmakers really on offense besides Saquon Barkley. Daniel Jones hasn't looked great. So I'm going to go with the Commanders. I think the Commanders are going to beat up on this team.
Now, I'm going to make a little deal here with you, Jersey Jerry.
Yep.
Because I've been following everything that's been going on at Barstool this week, and I've been very entertained by it. You didn't take a underdog this week, so we just got to make a deal, since that's usually the deal. You got to take an underdog.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, no.
No. But Jersey Jerry, that's fine. Just your army protects me, okay? If the army ever comes after me, I'm going to get a little bit scared, Jersey Jerry.
That's a deal.
All right, Jersey Jerry. Are you on Pick'em this week?
I'm on Advisors.
Advisors, excuse me?
Yes, today. Just dropped 7 p.m. Go follow me if you haven't been listening to me on the Zach Gelb Show at JerryTheKid21. Just an internet sensation.
Oh, internet sensation. You're the internet MVP. You're the creme de la creme when it comes to the internet. You are the MVP. If Mahomes or Hurts are going to win the MVP, I don't know. But you are the MVP of the internet. There's no doubt about that. I seen you've been saying rookie of the year. F that, Jersey Jerry. MVP of the internet.
I love you, Zach. Have a good one.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.